we can't live without them.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
I worship,
adore you
forever.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
I worship you forever, ever. Woke up this morning. First thing I do.
Reach my hand toward the sky.
I'm honoring you.
Majesty and mighty King.
I turn up. I got my sword and shield. Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
And I'll forgive them.
heal our land, heal our land, Lord, heal our land.
For solutions, and I couldn't find one. So if you don't do it, it can't be done.
I've seen mountains that they said couldn't move. Checking the mail when the bills are due. Never met a problem you could not solve. If you don't do it,
the mouth of my enemy,
and do for me what you did for the woman who was bleeding. Oh,
yeah. Do for me what you did for Abraham and Sarah.
What?
don't do
it can't be done.
Yeah.
You don't do it.
It can't be done.
If you
yes, God.
Don't do it.
It can't be done.
Can't be done. Yeah.
You don't do it.
It can't be done.
You
don't do it, God.
Don't
I know.
Do it.
Whoa, whoa.
I've seen God do some big things in my life. I can't take the credit for it. All I can say is if he don't do it, it can't be done. You're just one prayer away.
I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting, and it's really a blessing. Hallelujah, I'm free. Come and carry.
Yeah. free from your past. You don't have to be bound by your past anymore, because it was Calvary that he shed your blood for you. Yeah.
The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the Wave on the NFI.
Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Allison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Allison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that bring forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 1230 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Been dying. I had thoughts of suicide.
anything about a praying mother? Anybody know anything about a praying father? Let me see the hand that knows that prayer will change things up in you. I need some Holy Ghost folks that know God brought you through. I just need you to just come on and put your hands together and let's give God a little glory up in you.
Pray on, you 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 pray I know the Lord will make a way have some church folk up in here tonight that said he'll make a way for you and for me. Said I know the Lord, he will see us safely through. And I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Stay on that one right there. Stay right there on that one. Sometimes you, when you're going through some stuff, you just need to get that good old knee-slapping music. And just put your heel on the ground. Let the devil know, I know you tried to kill me, devil. But I'm still here. Yes, I am. What? Can I get a choir out here? I know y'all trying to act like y'all ain't no church folk up in here, but I know everybody done heard this song before. I need a choir out here. Let's do it right here. Everybody knows that the Lord will make a way right here. Said I know.
Come on, say it one more time. I know, I know.
And I'm not talking about all state. I'm talking about you in good hands. The Lord will make a way.
Y'all put those hands together. The storms of life are raging in my mind. Oh, Lord,
stand by me
as I walk this Christian journey. I want you. Y'all put those hands together.
Oh, Lord.
Just a little bit louder.
Oh, Jesus. He's the only one that can take a girl from Detroit, Michigan, that was hooked on cocaine, and raise me up, clean me up. Turn it into a miracle. Jesus. I remember sitting in my car, and I had to pull over in a Burger King parking lot, cause my eyes was full with tears, and I was going through something that I couldn't even tell my mama. To sit there because I couldn't drive, and all I could say, I couldn't even say a scripture, I couldn't even put words together to say a prayer, but all I can say is Jesus, 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 Jesus.
I'm just asking the Holy Spirit to guide me into the prayer today, because it's a prayer of celebration. It's a prayer of giving thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a prayer of worshiping and honoring the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Thinking about Him giving His life for all of us. But on today, we thank God for Jesus Christ being born. And as I pray, I want you to think about, is He born in you today? Have you accepted Him as your Lord and Savior? Except a man be born again, the Word of God says he cannot see the kingdom of God, except the man be born again. He cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot enter. He must be born again. And I know we all were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But that's why the Word let us know that except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Enter into the kingdom. That's why today it is important to think about. This is the day that we celebrate Christ was born. He was born that we all may live. And that's why I'm extending today in the prayer with you. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter to the kingdom. He cannot see the kingdom of God. I want to ask you as I begin to pray, are you born again? Christ came that we may have right to the tree of life, that we may have the right to eternal life. Are you born again on this day as we take observance and recognize the birth of Jesus Christ? Have you been born again? We recognize
our Father. Let us pray. Father, most holy and everlasting God, we come before you on this day as many around the world in observance of Christmas, celebrating your Son, the birth of Jesus Christ. And we are so honored and so grateful that we are able to say, God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the one that was born on a manger, the one that we observe and give thanks to. And we are so gracious and so in joy with gladness, and we just come before your presence with honor and your majesty to say, God, you're awesome, God. You're a powerful God. For your Son to be born on this day, as we observe. For your Son to be born, that even now in the midst that all of the people around this world, everything is recognizing, taking observance of you. Father, it is your hand that willfully reaches out to the people to give them an opportunity to see in the midst of them the power that works through them that they may not even observe or even understand, to recognize everything that they have and all that's in their presence come from you. There may be some today, Father, that are sick among you on this day and in the hospital. There may be some that's in a rest home. But even in the midst of the hospital, the rest home is taking observance of this day that we celebrate in observance of the birth of Jesus Christ. And we say, thank you, God, for your presence. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your power, your anointing that rests upon the lives of your people. So as we joyously reach out to those in our neighborhood, our community, those that's in our churches, those that are in the correctional center, they are also observing you, God. There's nowhere that is not recognizing this day. Even if they haven't accepted you as their Lord and Savior, they are still knowing that everywhere they go, your Spirit dwells in the midst of this nation. When we wake up in the mornings, your presence is in the midst of us. It is you, God, that protects us and guides us and leads us. It is you, God, that place your angels to camp around about us in the midst of the day and night. When we're out on the highways or streets, in the presence of others that we don't know, is you, God, that protects us. It's the blood that covers from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. It is you, Lord Jesus, the one that we recognize and give thanks on this day. So, Lord, as we prepare our daily walk today, whether it's with friends or family, we ask you, God, to keep us in your care. Give us the strength to continually move forward for the days to come. And don't allow the enemy to come and creep in with negative thoughts and ungodly thoughts in our mind that is not of you, that is not pleasing in your sight. Give us a shield of protection to protect our mind, that we can think on whatsoever is lovely and whatsoever is pure and whatsoever is just and whatsoever is of a good report. If there be any virtue or be any praise, we can think on those things on a daily basis. We rebuke every attack of Satan that tries to bring harm our way. We cancel every assignment right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the devil. We break every stronghold right now in the name of Jesus. We tear down every strong force that tries to surface in the midst of our home, in our neighborhood, in our community, among our friends, our relatives, our loved ones. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. It has no place among God's people. We send you back now to the dry places from where you came from. For the blood of Jesus is against you. We call you out now, Satan, to loose your people. Loose the people of God. Loose the people of God right now. Those that you have helped for so many days in bondage. No longer shall they be held in bondage. Their eyes shall be open. Their ears shall be open. And no longer shall the shackles be in their feet, for the chains are being broken. And every stronghold that you had attached to them is no longer in their presence, because the blood of Jesus is against you. And I speak life to your people today as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. I speak deliverance to your people today as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. I pray for unity among the families. I pray that everything that tries to separate God's people, no longer shall it be separated, that it shall be knitted together and brought forth unity. That the unity will give forth strength. And the enemy shall be defeated. And God's word continually stand. In the midst of his people, we thank you for another day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for your word. For it is your word, God, that gives us strength. It is your word, God, that renew us each day. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. As we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Keep us in the right path of righteousness. And as we walk each day, set forth our steps that they be in the right pathway. That every man will recognize and understand that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order our steps, O Lord, in your word. When we read your word, that it will be revealed to us to understand line upon line and precept upon precept. From Genesis to Revelation, reveal your scriptures and your words to us, O God, that it may manifest in our hearts. Let, your spirit rise up in us, that you will get the glory. And as we give you the glory, that they shall see the light that shine on us, to know that there is something greater on the inward part of us. There's something greater than the doctors cannot see. There's something greater that is rooted and grounded in us. And that is your Holy Spirit that dwells and keep us motivated and keep us revived and keep us rejuvenated to testify of the goodness of Jesus Christ. Oh God, you are so good. Your scriptures remind us that, oh, taste and see that the Lord thou God is good. You know, Lord, the more we read your word, it's as if we're just tasting the scriptures, and when it's being revealed to us, and it just gets better and better and better, and it's getting where we are so attached to it that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Holy Spirit, speak to your people today. We thank you right now for your presence. Thank you for your power. In your word, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Your presence is my friend, and whoever
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. You're never alone,
for the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night.
And talk of faith when you're up on the trials and temptations, that's where your faith is really put to the test.
For the God on the
I blessings. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way. And he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
Keep on blessing me. Yeah.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Ellison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that bring forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Provide, still working miracles just like me. what God does, God is still doing what God does.
Still healing,
still raising the dead,
still
opening blinded eyes. He's still provides, just like before. God is still doing only what He can do.
I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy moment. Thank you.
You know what you're grateful for. Lord, I'm grateful and I'm thankful. For I know my thank you goes a long way. I'll say, Ki alewu, hakes ahos, obrigado. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for restoring, for repairing, for redeeming, for healing, for seeing me through, for healing my wounds, for healing my depression, for opening doors. Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I'm grateful.
I thank you, Lord.
I am radio host, Vicky Battle, with the morning show. It's 10 a.m., Sunday, May 28, 2023. Standing by is Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. I would like to take time to salute our falling soldiers on this Memorial Day. May God bless their family at this time. And now, let's join Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor Wilson.
Good morning to you and welcome to the True Community Church here in Silas City, North Carolina. Today we will be going to 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter and the 13th verse for our text. 1 Corinthians, 14th chapter, 13th verse. You know, we've been over in the book of John, moved over to the very next chapter, which is the book of Acts. And we were in the book of Acts. And so today, if you'll just flip over, one more book is the book of Romans. And then the next one after that is 1 Corinthians. Amen. So we're going to 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter. This is Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul writing to the people or the church at the city of Corinth. And that's why they're called the Corinthians. And it says in 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 13, verse says, wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Use for a subject today, the Holy Spirit's difference of speaking in unknown tongues. Amen. Amen. There's a difference in the Holy Spirit talking about speaking in unknown tongues. You know, the book of Acts was talking about one version, and then we will see in this one that it sums it all up. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, we come now in the name of your Son, Jesus. We come submitting ourselves to the mercies of God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, kind Father, for you've been so good to us. Amen. So many people are going through so many things that we get so many calls. But Lord, we know you're still on the throne. And we just thank you for all the praise reports. Amen. People are rising up off of the bed of affliction. Amen. And they have been healed and made whole again. We say thank you to God be all the glory. Now we invoke the Holy Spirit. Come and lead and guide this service. Have thy way, O Lord. Speak, Lord. Interpret, Lord. Rightly divine in your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray that it not fall on deaf ears, but somebody, amen, will receive, amen, the revelation of the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, our study of the book of John prepared us for the book of Acts. And just to go back a little bit and give you a summary, in John we can conclude now that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. In other words, Jesus says, I am the living God. Whoever trusts in me, even if he dies, he shall live again and live eternally. That's right. And book of John also taught us that Jesus and the Father is one. Amen. Amen. And the belief in who Jesus is will make you free. Hallelujah. Notice I said make you free. I stopped saying it will set you free. Set you free is what everyone says, and we just picked it up and start saying it. But when you go back and look at the scripture, look at what it says. That scripture says Jesus make you free. And you know, we've been saying this for years. If Jesus set you free, you're free indeed. But the scripture, as you see it now, in John, the 8th chapter, and the 36th verse, you see now that the scripture actually did not say that Jesus will set you free. And so when we look in John, the 8th chapter, and the 36th verse, you know, and you may want to write this down and go back later. And it states, even in the King James and also in other versions, the same thing. It says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. In other words, free for sure. See, when Jesus set a person free, in other words, if a bird is let free out of a cage, the bird is free to go. That means can go freely. But if the bird is not free, as in a decree, then the bird could be declared to have to go back into the cage because he had never been made free. Amen. Thank God. So, but when Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection from the crucified cross experience made us free from the penalty of sin, and when Jesus makes us free, we are sinners and we are now free indeed. And, you know, then we went on in the book of John and we studied, and then we went on and studied in the book of Acts, that wait for the power of the Holy Spirit. That's right. The Holy Spirit is a manifestation of God himself and not another agent. In other words, Holy Spirit is the role God plays when he dwells within a believer's body and soul. And when God is interacting with humanity in this world, and that's the Holy Spirit. Amen. But don't confuse the Holy Spirit with ministering angels. We all have an angel that's been assigned to us as our ministering angels. Amen. And an angel is a celestial messenger of God on assignment. Ministering angels are a spirit who looks after the needs of a particular person. A ministering angel is an agent of God, but the Holy Spirit is God. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then we went on to Acts, the second chapter. Amen. And we read in the second verse, they were all together in one place, and a mighty rushing wind came in and filled the room. And there appeared unto them cloven, amen, cloven, amen, fire. What is cloven? Something that's cloven is divided in two. And they were granted the ability to speak in many languages. And so the Holy Spirit came and it kept dividing itself. And it fell upon every one of them, had a part of the Holy Spirit that had fell on them. And they were granted the ability to speak in many tongues or many languages. You know how it is whenever you're talking to people from another native or another country. You may say, well, what tongue do you speak? Well, what language? And so, but in this room, when the Holy Ghost fell on them, they all that were from different nations, they all heard and understood the same unknown tongue. Amen. Tongues were like as a fire, and it split and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, the scripture says, and other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. And now when this was Noah's abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, and because that every man heard them speak in his own language, or when you go and look at the Greek, it says in their own dialecto, or that's where we get the English word dialect. They all heard in their own dialect. Amen. And so while Jesus' most common spoken language was Aramaic, well, he was fluent with three or four other different tongues or different languages. And the one that he spoke, probably depending on the context of his words at that particular time, and also as to the audience in which he was speaking to. And Jesus and his disciples primarily spoke Aramaic, and which is the common language of Judea at that time. And so the wind, it says here, it said it came a mighty rushing wind and filled the room. The wind here is the symbol of the Holy Ghost. That's right. And let me explain it this way. We know the air is in here, you know, and someone may say, well, I can see the air. No, you don't see the air. You see the evidence of the air. Well, you may see the curtains blowing. You may see a paper kind of lifting up and blowing off the table. That's the evidence of the air. That's the evidence of the wind. Amen. And so in the room with the disciples were a mighty rushing wind, not a storm coming up. It was the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Spirit was moving, and they felt the Holy Ghost of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This holy spiritual event became known as the Day of Pentecost because it was 50 days after the ascension of Jesus, 50 days after Jesus has arose and ascended up in heaven. Penti means 50. And after this Holy Ghost experience, and there were baptized and added to the prayer group 3,000 believers. And not 3,000 people coming to church, but it says 3,000 believers. And this was the beginning of a continued outpouring outpouring of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, that will be available to all believers. Yes, including all the way down to us today. And if you will keep reading, you will see that they were advised to pick up some group leaders, or a church board, if you will, consisting of 7 men full of the Holy Ghost. That's right. It says that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. I'm still in Acts, the 2nd chapter, and the 42nd verse. Acts, the 2nd chapter, 42nd verse. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. They were having church. They were teaching, amen, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs that were performed by the apostles. How? Because the power of the Holy Ghost. The 44th verse said, all the believers that were there together had everything in common. What was it? They were all believers. They was always of a common spirit. We need to touch and agree together. That means we're going to have the same spirit, the same mind. Amen. And we're going to be in prayer in unison together. So we see here now the sign of the first church on that day of Pentecost. Amen. They met together. The 46th verse confirmed, amen, that this was church. They met together in the temple or church, and they fellowshipped. They also met in each other's home. Amen. And if you keep reading, you'll discover that the number of believers actually rose from 3,000 to 5,000 and just continue to increase. And so we see now mega churches that we hear about now is not anything new. Amen. The Holy Spirit moved during that time in a mega way. And there's a lot of action. As you can see, if you read the entire book of Acts, you'll see there's a lot of action. That's why it's called the book of Acts. And so the chapter closes with this encouragement and a very important announcement. The 47th verse, Acts the 2nd chapter and the 47th verse says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily, such as should or whoever wanted to be saved. Somebody tell God thank you. And so for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And if you know how to give God, how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Luke picked it up in the 11th chapter, and he said, all you have to do is ask, believe, and receive. Pray, Father, I recognize my need for your power to live this new life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit by faith. And I receive him right now. Thank you for baptizing me, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in my life. Amen. And so by his grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation for us. Our part now is simply to believe and receive and follow Jesus with a Christ-like spirit. That's right. And that's right. And we are now, as a believer, we are equipped with gifts of the Spirit. That's right. Noting that in the 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and the 12th verse, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So keep that in mind. That's right. We're going to need the Holy Spirit, because the scripture goes on and says that ye that will live godly, we are to live godly in Christ Jesus, we shall suffer persecution. And verses on later, you can read, it says, hold on to your faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You're going to need it. Now go now to our lesson for today, 1 Corinthians 14 chapter 13 verse. 1 Corinthians 14 chapter 13 verse. Amen. And we will draw our conclusion in this book. And wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. And so remember now, our subject for today is the Holy Spirit's difference in speaking in unknown tongues. You know, it's been a debate of where the speaking in tongues have to be interpreted. You know, in order for the gift of tongues to be beneficial to the edification of the church, such supernatural utterances were to be interpreted, amen, into the language of the Christians that were gathered at the church. In other words, you know, if someone got up and spoke in the gift of tongues, somebody needed to interpret it, because otherwise it did them any good. And so if no one among possessed the gift of interpretation, which was a gift, then the gift of tongues were not to be publicly exercised. And so remember, in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit fell upon them with his Holy Ghost. And the result was the disciples and the others began speaking in unknown tongues, unknown language, after their body and spirit had been taken over by the Holy Spirit. And actually, the Holy Spirit was speaking through them. Amen. Back up now to the very first verse of this chapter 14, 1 Corinthians, 14th chapter, the first verse. And it says, follow after charity, or follow after love, and desire spiritual gifts. So this speaking in unknown tongues is a spiritual gift. And but it says, but rather that you may prophesy. So it says, this is Apostle Paul talking now to the church in Corinth. And it was some issues going on there. So he had to let them know. He said, now, desire to have the spiritual gift of speaking in tongues, but I'd rather that you prophesy. Prophesy means to get up and say a good word to the congregation. Amen. Edify them, lift them up. Edify means lifting them up. Amen. Speak something good. Speak life into somebody. Speak life into the situations. That's right. Not going in there and speaking death and downgrading and send them to hell and all of this stuff, but lift them up, lift up that you have a good word for the church. Remember now, God said in the beginning, he said that my plans for you are good. That's right, that you prosper, as you sober. And so the second verse says, for he speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. So when you in an unknown tongue and you praying to God, this is the difference. When you're praying to God and you start speaking an unknown tongue, you don't have to interpret it. Why? Because you're talking to God. That's a prayer language that you are into now. And this is it's a mysterious or secret conversation between you and God, amen, through the gift of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. And so therefore it don't have to be interpreted, because you're talking to God. Amen. So for no man understandeth how big the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. The third verse. But he that prophesieth, now this is when you're getting up in church and you're prophesying to the congregation. Guess what now? Look at the difference. Speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation, exhort them, and comfort, a word of prophecy to comfort them. Amen. With the word of God. Amen. Amen. And the fourth verse, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edified himself. If he ain't careful, he'll be trying to show off, say, yeah, you know, I'm going to get up and I'm going to speak in tongue, and you're not going to know what I'm saying because I got something that you can't have. And so they were having a problem there. But he that prophesied edified the church, Apostle Paul said. The fifth verse, Apostle Paul said, I would like for everyone to have the gift of speaking in tongues, but everyone doesn't. But rather that you prophesy. Why? Because for great is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues when you in a church congregation, in a church setting, except he interpret so that the church may receive edifying. So if you're going to get up and speak in tongues in the church setting and you're talking to the church congregation, then you need to have an interpreter. Otherwise, again, what good would it do them if they don't understand? drop on down to the 22nd verse. Amen. We're still in the 14th chapter. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. So those, in other words, let me explain it. So if you, those that are sitting there don't believe, if you're speaking in tongue and then there's some signs and some evidence, amen, and someone get up and interpret what it says, amen, and that's so that those who believe not may begin to believe. But prophesying serves not for them that believe not, but for them who are believed. So the prophecy is for the believers. Amen. The 23rd verse. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and they're all speaking with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned, they're unbelievers. So you're in a church setting. You have some people who are believers, some people that are saved, and some that are not. And so what will the ones that are not saved, those that are unbelievers, what in the world will you say if everybody in there just break out speaking in unknown tongues? They're going to think you're out of your mind, Apostle Paul says in the 23rd verse. Amen. Drop down to the 26th. And this is to help guide in worship service so there is order in worship. The 26th verse said, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you have a song to sing. Amen. A hymn to sing. Someone has a scripture to read. Someone getting up speaking in tongue. Another one saying, I got a revelation from the Lord. Another one said, jump over. Well, I got an interpretation. And all of these things be done to the edifying. But if they all are jumping up at the same time and singing a song and reading scriptures and speaking in tongue, all this at one time, it's too much confusion, Apostle Paul said. So if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two. So in other words, one person get up and speak, and then the other one says the same thing, and then the third one, of course, gives the interpretation. So the two is one, and the other one is a witness, and then the other one gives the interpretation. But if there be no interpreter, he says, let them keep silence in the church, and let them speak to himself or pray to God. Amen. Drop down to the 39th verse, and we're closing up this chapter. It says, therefore, my brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy. That's right. But I'm not saying do not speak in tongues. He said, but whatever you do, when you're in church setting, when you're in a group together, where you're at home or wherever you are, and you're trying to concentrate and worship God, then you let the 40th verse say, let all things be done decently and in order. The Holy Spirit will give us wisdom. The Holy Spirit will give us understanding. He will guide us. He will empower us. Amen. The Holy Spirit will guide us how to pray, what to say, when to say it, what to do, what steps to take, and yes, he will fill us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. He is in the believers. That's right. The Holy Spirit is in us the moment that we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we are saved, man. The Holy Spirit comes in us as a believer. He's activated. And when people are in a state of emptiness, they'll fill the emptiness with something. And that's what happens when they begin to use drugs, alcohol, pills, and other things they turn to. Why? Because there's an emptiness that they're trying to fill. And the devil realizes this, and he'll offer them something to fill that emptiness. Apostle Paul was very concerned with the state of the church and the state of the believers. And that's why he said that he wanted to be careful that the devil didn't come in and take over the church. And I'm afraid that today the devil have taken over too many churches, and the devil have been controlling too many churches with confusion, amen, controlling them with poverty, dividing the church with misunderstandings of the word of God. And people don't quite understand what the word says or what it means. But the word of God is real, and the Holy Spirit is the evidence. And every now and then, and there shall be a move of a mighty and rushing wind. Every now and then in the church, there should be somebody that might say, I wasn't going to tell anybody, but I just can't keep it to myself. Every now and then, someone should climb Jacob's ladder, with every round getting higher and higher. And when you're going up to the mountaintop, look to the hills. They tell me that every mountain climber, they tell a mountain climber, whatever you do, don't look down. Look up and look to the hills from which cometh your help. And your help, amen, comes from the Lord who is on high. Go ahead, somebody ought to shout the victory, because you are an overcomer. Look from where he brought you for. Amen. Look where he brought you for. You're not what you used to be. You may not be what you should be, but thank God you're not what you used to be. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm a work in progress. Stop being the challenger. Amen. The devil got you on the rope. We are the champions. Amen. Amen. So we're the champion, and because we have already have the victory. Well, preacher, when did we get the victory? Well, we got it at the cross of Calvary. Amen. Of Jesus shed blood, and it was sealed with his death, burial, and resurrection. And the Holy Spirit is now the witness. Amen. Amen. There's too much confusion in the church and among believers in the land, just too much confusion amongst the believers, because there is not enough folk with the Holy Ghost. Is there one? Is there one right now? And all you got to do to be saved is simple. Just say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, who became human flesh and dwelt upon the earth. And I believe Jesus was crucified on a cross. He was buried, and in 3 days arose from the dead. And we all now have hope because of the resurrection of Jesus. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. That's it. The Bible said you're saved. Something simple as that. Put it in your words. Amen. But you have to accept Jesus as Lord, and believe on Jesus. Amen. Because we can't get to the Father unless we come through the Son. Let me pray a blessing over you. In Jesus' name, I come now, and I ask you, Father God, to bless this house, bless the people that are listening to me, and bless their house. Remove all evil from their house, and all evil from entering that house. Seal, put a hedge around them in the name of Jesus. Bless their going in and their coming out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, bless their entire family. Fill their barns with plenty of good health, peace, joy, abundant treasures, and the love of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That it bring forth, hallelujah, happiness, good health, and wealth. In Jesus' name. Receive it by saying amen. Continue to read Psalm 91 for your protection. Do it every day, and sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. If you're taking different medicines and everything through the day, read Psalm 91. Speak over it. Amen. If you want more information on True Community Church, go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com. Now write to us. It's True Community Church, Post Office Box 158, Silas City, North Carolina. And the zip code is 27344. This is True Community Church, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is Lord.
Praise God, praise God. Pastor Wilson, pastor of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. We apologize at the beginning of the service that Pastor Wilson brought. This is a pre-recorded of last Sunday's message, March the 17th, and he wanted to play that over again for some of those that missed out on this powerful word that he brought forth on last Sunday. He will be back on the coming Sunday for a new message. And many of you know this coming Sunday will be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So those of you, be sure to tune in right here for Pastor Wilson next Sunday. I'm excited to hear what he's going to bring forth on next Sunday on celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So all of you, we thank you so much for catching the wave. Be sure to join us right here, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. Thank you again, Pastor Wilson.
And great, how sweet the sound that saved the
there was a
Lord,
was satisfied
Lord,
in life basement
Lord,
Lord to dwell
Lord,
I didn't know I
Lord,
was a prisoner
Lord,
in a cell God's love,
Lord, yes.
I'm just here,
Lord, yes.
Temporarily,
Lord, yes.
And I soon shall move above in my Father's
Lord, yes.
House in glory,
Lord, yes.
House of mansion,
Lord, yes.
All prepared,
Lord, yes.
Built by Jesus. Lonely carpenter
oh, yes.
from Galilee.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, but someday
oh, yes.
this life is over.
Oh, yes.
I'm gonna join
oh, yes.
heavenly choir
oh, yes.
at the goal line.
Oh, yes.
Shining.
Ooh,
one day in my
Ooh,
go against what you say. you count the ways that he brought you through. I'm finding him to be somebody's mother. Even when your brother turned his back on you, keep looking to the shield from which come your help. He knows just what you need. When you get in trouble, don't call nobody else. Just get down on your knees. He's a strong wind in the time of a storm, even when you got enemies. He's a way maker when you can't find your way. Just give him a chance and you'll see. Ask anybody who's been there before and they'll tell you that he's alright. Yourself. Every time something goes wrong, he'll be there to help. If you're in need of a blessing and you can't get it nowhere else, he's the storm that brought you over when you depended on someone else. Anybody who's been there before, and they'll tell you that he's alright. Ain't he alright?
Alright.
He's alright.
Alright.
He's alright.
Alright.
He's alright.
He's
alright.
Alright.
He's alright.
Alright.
He's alright.
Alright.
He's alright.
He's alright.
Have you tried him?
Alright.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world.